Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Emmy with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a burst water main has caused a sinkhole to form in Southport, swallowing a parked vehicle. The road suddenly opened up soon after 4am yesterday morning, causing a silver Peugeot to fall in. Fortunately, no one was injured during the incident and repairs are underway.
A new survey has shown that Queensland midwives are caring for more than three times the safe workload of patients, including mothers and babies. 11% of midwives are allocated up to 20 human heartbeats at a time, while over a quarter must care for 18 patients on average. As a result, the Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union has called for minimum midwives-to-patient ratios and funded home births.
In national news, new data from the Property Council of Australia shows more than one-fifth of office spaces in Sydney's city centre are empty. Experts say the vacant office spaces are an opportunity to convert them into much-needed housing. Doug Southwell, director at Scott Carter Architecture Firm, states reusing an existing building can be faster than building from scratch.
Woodland Clearing at Lee Point, Beyond Barra, Darwin for Defence Housing Development has been put on hold until March 2024 in a win for traditional owners. The clearing was put on hold following an application made regarding Aboriginal culture heritage at the site. Hundreds has begun protests following the start of bulldozing at the site, on the ground of cultural significance and to protect the habitat of endangered species, such as golden finches.
In international news, a typhoon Kanan lashes East Asia again following two other typhoons threatening to worsen the heaviest rainfall on the Japanese mainland. The deluge has cost at least 34 people their lives in China and has caused around 20,000 people to evacuate and flights cancelled at Okinawa's Naha Airport. Winston Chow, professor in urban climate at Singapore Management University, says the increase in the frequency of extreme weather due to climate change and global warming issues.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 70 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We will be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
Candidate for the Abyss is the new album from